It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
From the Four Hubs Podcast.
What song is that? Wait, what are you singing?
Oh, you guys, that's from Ariana Grande's new album, Thank You Next, Fake Smile.
That was a sample of one of those songs.
You don't remember the part where she goes, ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, it's like there's a pause in it, and then she does that.
Fake smile.
That really spoke to me, because, like, you know when you're at the drive-thru and you have to fake a smile, but sometimes you just want to be like, I'm just going to be myself.
I know, it's so effing sad. So yeah, this last week, Ariana Grande released an album, which that's all anyone's talking about, but there's a lot more bops that people are sleeping on.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
for example, Meghan Trainor released a new album, and it's so good.
Oh, I did listen to Foolish, or whatever it was called.
It's just
called.
Like
it was
good old, like, Target music. You know what I mean? Like, it's happy family reunion. Like, the whole family can get down, jam, and, like, it's not inappropriate. Like, it's that sort of music, you know?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. It just is, like, during the summer, dad's cooking hot dogs, mom
The blow-up yeah. pool's ready. The hose water's yeah. in it.
All of that's happening. The what's that one where you put a pin on the donkey? That's what's happening. And everyone's having a fun time, and okay,
you hear Luna barking. Yeah.
Luna, be quiet.
She just has issues. Because, I know she's, like, barking at literally nothing.
Is she staring at a window?
No, she just always barks at the door, like whenever someone walks past the apartment door.
I was talking, and, like, I heard barking, but, like, I was just so used to it. But then when you pointed it out, I was like, oh shit, that's Luna barking.
Yeah, it's so funny because like, I tried to bring her to a dog park this past weekend, and she just hates other animals. It's so sad.
She,
like, all these other dogs were running up to her, like, and she just growls at them, like, attacks them. Like, she tried to attack some dogs, and it was so awkward because, like, obviously she's a Pomeranian, so she didn't really do anything. Like, there was no actual biting, but I had to look at the other owners and be like, oh my god, sorry.
What were the other owners doing?
Oh, they're like, it's okay. My dog deserves it. Like, trying to make me feel better, you know? But obviously, they're going to go home and be like, oh my god, why was he taking care of his dog?
Oh, yeah. But I wonder what Luna would be like as a person. Like, I feel like she would, like if you, she'd be one of those people that, like, if you talked to her, like, she just, like, wouldn't answer because she'd just, like, so mean. Like, you'd ask her a question so nicely and she won't answer.
I feel like if she was a human, she would be one of those people who, yeah, just has such a short fuse. Like, you do one thing wrong, it's a full-on blow-up.
I know. She rolls her eyes so intensely, and she has long hair, and, like, she has sideburns, and she greases them back.
I picture, like, she would, in the beginning of a fight, when usually you would just say, like, oh, please stop, she would, like, go so low and, like, find the deepest insult that, like, you'd be thinking about for months.
Yeah, like it's like you would,
like, the type of insult that you can't really take back because it's that deep.
Yeah, you'd be like in science class and you'd be like, oh, how does this equation work or whatever happening? And then like she'd be like, bitch, you have a fucking butt chin. And then, like, obviously you're insecure about your butt chin. Like,
but she used to, it's so weird because today I tried this thing because she used to grow, me and my sister used to live together, and my sister has, like, a miniature husky thing. And I, for some reason this morning when I was eating breakfast, I was watching YouTube, and I decided to YouTube a video of a miniature husky and then say the dog's name that Luna used to live to see what she would do. And she was, like, barking and growling. It's so sad because that was, like, her friend she grew up with, and now she just hates her.
She has issues. You need to take her to therapy.
That's so awkward because my sister, who has that dog, like, whenever I brought Luna home, she was like, oh my god, they're going to be so happy to see each other, old roommates. And then every single time, like, my sister's dog would be so happy to see Luna, then Luna would just bite her and, like, attack her.
Oh, yeah, like, Luna didn't even have fun with it.
Not, like biting, but, like, luckily she doesn't bite. She just, like, does, like, she just, like, growls and, like, barks in their face.
Oh, yeah, if Luna was a big dog, it would be, like, different. But since she's little, it just is, like... Oh,
but yeah, like, she just hates everyone. It's so sad. Like, someone who, my sister's dog literally raised Luna because she's older than Luna, and now Luna just is mean to her. She doesn't respect anyone. Because the reason why I brought her to a dog park is because I was like, oh, I kind of want to get another dog eventually. But then I googled it and said, like, does my dog want a friend? And it said bring him to a dog park and see if they enjoy other animals. And she doesn't. So Am I not allowed to get another dog?
Oh, yeah. So I guess you have to wait because else she's going to be even more pissed. Like, you're going to wake up and, like, the other dog is going to be pinned to the floor.
Oh, yeah. She's a psycho.
When I was there this summer, did she hate me or like me? I forgot.
No, I think she started to like you.
Oh, yeah. But, like,
me. When I, if I say a certain phrase, she will bark. Should I test it right now?
Yeah.
Jacob's here. Oh, she's growling, but you can't hear it. She's literally, she's looking at the door growling.
How did she remember that?
Because back when I lived in Nebraska, whenever Jacob would come over, I would always say, Jacob's here, like, to, like, announce it. And then she always would bark and freak out.
Oh, yeah. But the funniest thing about Luna and, like, and kind of the dogs that we have at the family house is that, like, it's so fun, but everyone finds it annoying except, like, it's fun sometimes just, like, just ding-donging on the door and knocking on the door. But, like, but you guys would get so mad when I did it. But, like, something in me just has to do it. Like, I'm just, like...
So they bark?
Yeah, so then they just bark and, like... Obviously, it's annoying in an apartment because, like, you're leaving, but...
Oh, my God. So, you said that you took notes about the Grammys last night?
Yeah, I actually wrote two notes. The Grammys were last night, and I actually kind of watched it. Like, I watched the performances, but then, like, there was parts that were just like, oh, but Alicia Keys is, like... I always like, if I ain't got you, like, that song. But then I, like, downloaded more of her songs, and, like, she's actually so good.
Oh, yeah, she was the host. I fast-forwarded through most of it, except for the performances and, like, the play things I wanted to hear. But I downloaded the album of the year was Kacey Musgraves, and I downloaded it. So now I'm going to be a country stan.
Oh, is she good?
I'm just assuming since she won album of the year. But she had that one song that everyone kind of knew, you know, the one that goes, like, you and your high horse.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I tried to make that song happen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Like,
haven't you heard it?
Oh, yeah. I actually know what you're talking about. It's been on the radio.
She won best album.
The thing that I realized with the Grammys is that, like, no hate to anyone, but, like, probably with the Oscars too, but, like, I don't like those award shows, like music that actually, like takes talent. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't really listen to music that takes talent most of the time. But you know what I mean? That's what I realized.
During most of the categories that I watched, I didn't know most of... Like, I didn't recognize most of the artists and stuff. Because, yeah, I think they're, like, respected, critically acclaimed. Like, not just, like, music about ass and tits that I usually listen to.
It wasn't just, like, Thadiana. It was, like, actual people that I don't even know. But, like, I still like the performances that I knew about. But the note that I wrote was... when Cardi B was performing Money, which, like, you obviously watched, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was, like, humping the piano and stuff, which I was confused why Ariana Grande said, like, they wanted it to be political, but then, like, they let Cardi B, like, hump the piano, hump. People were doing the leg move that I find so funny, where, like, you put your legs up in the air and then put your hand, like, towards your vagina and slide it down your leg. That's the funniest dance move ever.
All right, that was such a good performance. I actually, you know how Ariana canceled on the Grammys? I wonder if it's actually true that they wouldn't let her do what she wanted. Or do you think she maybe was just didn't feel like performing?
Oh, yeah, that's what I wonder. Maybe because, well, just as well, we know about Nicki Minaj just exposed them. She just did on Twitter.
What'd she say?
She said that 7 years ago they didn't let her do everything that she wanted to, and she's like, it's funny because we're filming a podcast, but she's gonna expose them on her radio show tomorrow.
I remember when she performed at the Grammys, they literally let her do, like, an exorcism on stage. Like, what more did she want?
Oh, because I guess she wanted to perform something else. I don't know. I think so, at least. But yeah, I remember, didn't she perform Roman's Revenge?
You know, like, Roman Holiday, yeah. Like, oh, if they let her perform that song, then I don't get what else she wanted. That song wasn't even, like, on the radio or anything.
It was so scary. She popped out and said, gah, gah, like a Roman.
I was like, take your medication, Roman. Take a short vacation, Roman. You'll be okay.
And then
she had such fucking weird music back then.
Yeah.
I missed that Nicki, like, the one who did all the creepy characters.
Yeah, didn't she have, like, a name for each character?
Oh, yeah, like Roman, and then there was the Barbie, which she still does.
The other funny thing was, like, I think it was in Roman's Revenge, like, she said, put my face on the dollar bill because I'm the head of the Illuminati. And then, like, I actually thought she was for real, but she obviously just did that to make everyone like, you know what I mean?
I don't even remember that part.
It was like some song. I think it was that song. But yeah, but about the Cardi B performance, it showed Offset for a minute. And it was the funniest thing. He was licking his lips. He put his tongue out. Like, it was like the definition of when Bella Hadid said, homeboy can get it. Like, it was like he was like saying, like, homeboy can get it.
I thought, like, that was Offset, but I was watching it with Matthew and our friend. And I asked my friend, I said, is that Offset? And they said no. But I was like, oh, it had to have been. She thought it was just a random person in the audience.
No, I think it's Offset because I watched the Kaupu karaoke.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess, like, are they back together? Cardi B and Offset?
I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. I honestly never thought Cardi B would, like, officially just say, like, boo, we can't get back together. You know what I mean? She doesn't seem like that type of person. I don't even know her.
But we actually, in this episode, you guys, we're probably going to get into some more voicemails.
Yeah, you guys sent them. And also, send us emails because I love reading your juicy emails, but, like, we haven't been saying to send us emails, but I want to read more.
Or just leave a voicemail if you're more comfortable. And if one thing on the voicemail is try to keep it under, like, a minute, because otherwise, like, there's so many voicemails that I was looking through that were really good, but it was, like, 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, we can't really put this in because, like, that's too long, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be, yeah, I know what you mean. But
we did get a funny email. Did you see this email?
Oh, I thought, what was it?
Okay, it says, hi, Lucas and Jacob. I accidentally slept with my ex-boyfriend, even though he had a girlfriend who was actually my ex-best friend. And she said, the thing is, I don't feel bad. And I kind of low-key feel like Lana Del Rey. Is it bad that I don't feel bad?
Okay.
I just thought that was so funny because, like, Lana Del Rey makes people feel okay about that sort of thing.
I didn't. Did she just send that?
No, it says she sent it, like, a couple days ago. But I starred it because I was like, okay, you feel like Lana Del Rey?
Okay, that message is already funny, but, like, the Lana Del Rey part made me, like, bitch, it's funny because what I'm picturing in my head is this girl sleeping with, like, the other boy's boyfriend, and then, like, her leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning with, like a smoker's voice and the face of Lana and just, like, walking out, like,
oh, yeah, then playing Lana's song, The Other Woman.
Then I picture her like driving home and making up this whole scenario like he was an old man. He took me to like last year. I don't know.
I remember we were listening to Lana Del Rey a couple months ago and we were saying how, like, she glamorizes the dumbest things. Like,
oh,
in her videos where she says she always wants a boyfriend, at least in her songs, she always wants a boyfriend who's addicted to drugs. Drinking all the time. He doesn't really have time for her, but, like, he does like her, but he likes the drugs more, so, like, she doesn't really get the attention she wants, you know?
Yeah, we were like, when you examine them, and then there was this one song, funniest lyric I think of all of us, and she said, holding me for ransom. Like, bitch.
I know, it's okay. Yeah, that's the exact same. That's another one about a guy who's obsessed with drinking alcohol but loves, like, her when she's swimming in the pool or something. And then, yeah, then she says, yeah, he's holding me for ransom. It's like, boom. If that was actually happening, you'd be crying. If someone held you hostage, you would call the police. You wouldn't think it was romantic.
There's actually a couple of songs that are like that. Well, like, what they say in the song, if you apply it to real life, like Bad Baby Gucci flip flop shit. Like she says, fuck it, hit that bitch with the Glock or whatever. But, like, we all know that if any, like, one, like, was about to shoot her, she'd obviously run. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But I love that. That's the best thing about Lana Del Rey, though, is, like, the weird, this weird, like, persona that she creates. Because obviously in real life, all of it is probably just fantasy, right?
Yeah, like, But the only thing that isn't real is that, like, she sometimes hooks up with, like, older guys. But I don't think, like, she, like, makes them be like, can you, like, put me for ransom? Or, like, whatever she says.
Or in National Anthem where she's, like, drinking and driving, overdosing, dying. It's like, that's, you're dead then. Like, that's not fun.
Yeah, the other funniest song was, like, this is what girls want. It's, like, this song that has a storyline that, like, I don't know. Maybe it is based off of life, but I just thought it wasn't because, like, she grew up in, like, this rich family, so I just pictured her to be, like, a prim and proper. But it was like the teacher said we never make it out of life.
Like, oh, yeah, because in high school, she acts like she was such a badass when really she probably just went to a couple parties and drank, like, two Mike's Hard Lemonades. But she acts like the teachers were like, you're not going to make it out alive if you keep doing this.
And then it says, we were drinking on the job. Oh, no, just something about, wait, I'm going to go in search up the lyrics because this is really funny.
Isn't that whole song about her, like, getting sent away?
Oh, I think it's about her sweet 16. Baby's table dancing at the local dive, cheering on... No, I'm just laughing because, like, what at the local dive, like, you know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, she's the best. She always just says, you know.
What?
Do you hear Luna barking again?
Oh, yeah. But I'm just, like, used to, but, like.
Sorry, listeners.
Is there anything that we can do? Probably not. Let's be honest.
So it's because someone's vacuuming the apartment hallway.
Oh, those janitors. I'm joking. Love them. But I do, before we get to whatever we're going to do, I have to say the songs that I found last night that everyone should listen to. Okay?
All right, tell them. Oh, the Alicia Keys ones?
Oh, yeah, those, yeah. So first of all, If I Ain't Got You, like, it just is an anthem about...
Classic.
Yeah. And then You Don't Know My Name by her is also a bop. Just to let everyone know.
I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, I just found out about it yesterday. And then Diana Ross, the person that sings, I'm coming out, that song. She also sings Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which, like, everyone knows, right? It's like a bop. And then, the one that I found that is the new bop. I'm saying bop so much, like 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. I'm walking 9 to 5.
Oh, I think I know that song. I had the Dolly Parton tribute last night.
Yeah, and then the last set of songs, these aren't even that old. Like, they're like songs by Fun. Like, some nights. Like, what? Like, what happened to them?
Oh, yeah, what? I think one of the guys from that band is, he co-wrote with Lorde on her new album and Taylor Swift on her new album.
Oh,
and then also Lana Del Rey, I think, on her new album.
Yeah, that's the kind of vibe that they give off. Like, they had, like, a year where they were, like, popping.
And I think they broke up, though. Now they just, I don't know. I think they join different bands. But also, another good new song is Marine and the Diamonds, Handmade Heaven.
Oh, I actually like that song, too.
And then if you want to support Nebraskans, you can listen to Kaveen Herbie's new EP. She's a Nebraskan rapper.
Yeah, I think we talked. Yeah, Queef Hovey. Queef. She's
it sounds
from.
Like you say Queef.
Yeah, I said that on purpose, but she's from Seward. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, how we. The Walmart in Seward.
Yeah, I wonder if her songs are all fake or, like, if they're actually about her real life. Because she's, like, talking about, like, flying private all the time and just being, like, blacked out in the back of a private jet on Xanax and champagne. But it's like, does she actually live this life or does she just fly Southwest like the rest of us?
Oh, yeah. And then she talked about, like, TMZ following her everywhere. But, like,
I don't know if that happens. Maybe it does, though.
Maybe it just is, like, a low-key TMZ that we don't know about. And maybe she is getting pounded in the back of a private jet, but we just don't know.
Pounded in the back of a private jet. Okay, let's get to these voicemails, hoes.
Okay.
To the first one.
Hi, Lucas. Hi, Jacob. I'm just calling to tell you that I have some drama in the family, which really freaking sucks for me and my mom. I'm 16, which is important because my grandpa's child bride is 25. So she's, like, 9 years older than me. And she always acts like we're friends, but, like, no, bitch, you're fucking my grandpa. Stop. Well, right now there's drama between them because she's being a little bitch and my grandpa came home and she was skinny dipping in their jacuzzi with a bunch of friends, which is, like, really weird because why would you do that? I don't know. And she's being really fucking mean to him, and he just had a stroke, and she's being a little bitch. And now he's complaining a bunch to my mom, and my mom's like, I don't want to hear about this. This sucks so bad. And whenever I go over to my grandpa's house, she's always there, and she's always so annoying. But, you know, what can you do? She's always vaping all the time, too. I have so many stories about her. Me and my boyfriend had gone over there to stay the night one time just because we happened to want to go to Disneyland, and he lives by Disneyland. And then we were going to brush our teeth, and there were vanilla condoms in the drawer, and, like, that's disgusting. What the fuck?
Oh my God! Could you hear all that, Jacob?
Yeah. So, okay. Is it the grandpa or her dad?
Her grandpa is. She said her grandpa's dating a 25-year-old who's vaping all the time, skinny dipping. She has vanilla flavored condoms.
I'm wondering if this is Noah Cyrus, because did you think it was Noah Cyrus talking the whole time?
I actually didn't think that. That's what Noah Cyrus sounds like. Can you imagine if Noah Cyrus left a voicemail to us?
Oh, no. She lives by Disneyland, so who knows? But, okay, that story is crazy because it's all grandpa with a 25-year-old.
Yeah, who's vaping, skinny dipping, and just generally annoying. I don't know. I guess my only thing you can really do... Oh, but she said Did she say she's mean to the grandpa, the 25-year-old?
I think she said she mean to the grandpa or the family. I don't know.
I guess all you can really do is accept your grandpa's new girlfriend. Obviously, she might be vaping in your face, but I guess just try to embrace it. Your grandpa wants a young thing, and there's really nothing you can do to stop it, unfortunately, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or if you did say your grandpa, if she was being mean to your grandpa, then I guess you could just open his eyes and say...
Oh, yeah. Don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember if you said he was mean she was mean to the grandpa. But if she's mean to the grandpa, you should tell the grandpa, like, hey, like, she's being mean. She's skinny dipping, cheating on you, vaping, blowing it in my face. Break up with her.
That is one of the most annoyingest things, like, getting smoke blowed in your face. So, like, I can get why that's just, like, a breakup scenario in itself.
But maybe you just don't understand maybe your grandpa's like, you know what? She is a bitch, and she's really mean to me, but I actually enjoy that. Maybe that's his thing, you know? Maybe he wanted his whole entire life to be yelled at by a 25-year-old.
Yeah, maybe he actually listened to Born to Die a little too many times, and now... He wants to live out his teen and be like, we'll skip in school. But except he doesn't go to school, but like he's like being a G, you know?
Oh my God, this girl is literally Lana Del Rey, because I bet you Lana Del Rey wishes like she could have wrote a song like, dating your grandpa, vaping in your grandpa's basement, skinny dipping in your grandpa's pool. Like, she knows Lana Del Rey wants to do that.
I know. She so funny does. And, oh my, that... So, I guess the only thing is either you... If you really want them to break up, I guess you could make up a story.
Yeah, or just really try to find dirt on her. You know what I mean? Just get her... Maybe, oh my gosh, if you're over 21, I don't remember how old she said she was, but get the 25-year-old girl drunk and then say, okay, just girl to girl... Tell me the truth. Do you actually even like my grandpa? Or are you just using him? And then record it on your phone and show it to your grandpa if she says that she's using him.
That's a good idea. So, yeah, just get a little bit tipsy with her. And like, so
make
so
her think you're on her side.
Yeah, your friends. Who cares about my grandpa? He sucks. But then get the tea and then expose it to him the next day.
Yeah, secretly be live streaming on your Facebook account.
Oh, yeah. And then your whole family will see it. And she'll be like,
Or if worst comes to worst, I don't know if you have a YouTube channel, but like all I could think, it's so sad how I just think in terms of YouTube videos, but I was thinking like, that would be a really good YouTube video. Like interviewing can you imagine if I saw this in my recommended, my God, sorry guys, that was really gross. If I saw this in my recommended and it said, interviewing my grandpa's sugar baby, I'd watch it like 3 times.
Oh my gosh. Like sugar daddy stuff, YouTube knows I'm into that because there's always sugar daddy videos in my recommended. So I'd watch it and I'd give you all the watch time. I want to know everything that your grandpa is doing with the sugar baby.
They always say when life gives you something, turn it into art. Use it for your advantage. make money from it. So, you know, life has given you a grandpa with a sugar baby, and you can either be mad about it, try to help your grandpa, or just accept it all and make it into a YouTube video series. You could do it. Interviewing my grandpa's sugar baby. I got in a fight with my grandpa's sugar baby. My grandpa's sugar baby is cheating on him. Like, there's so much you could do.
And if you want to create a business with this, you also could do this. So, like, you said that he lives by Disneyland, which is by Hollywood. And in Hollywood, there's all those tour buses, like TMZ and all this. You could make your own tour bus called, like, the dark side of Hollywood.
When famous.
You could make up your grandpa wanted to become famous, all this shit, and now he's with a 20. Just make up his... And then bring people on the tour bus and show them the dark side of
this. Literally would be, oh my God, I thought of another idea. You start the YouTube videos. If it doesn't take off after like a month of doing multiple videos, be like, you know what? We're going to Dr. Phil. You could literally become the next Bad Baby by becoming, you could become Dr. Phil famous.
Oh my gosh. Make a rap song. Yup. My dad's a sugar daddy, but he ain't giving me money. I'm giving him money for his sugar babies.
Can you imagine on Dr. Phil, this girl, we're here with Cassandra from California. She's here with her grandpa and her grandpa's young sugar baby. They're in a fight. And you guys can fight on national television, maybe even plan to make it over dramatic so it goes viral, and then start a career from it.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, because you guys might not fight that much in like actual life. Yeah, so just give her a few digs in the show, like... You're ugly, you're fat, stuff like that, and boom.
Yeah, you said he lived in Anaheim, California. It's close to the Dr. Phil studios. Send in your submission and you'll probably be on by the summer. Good luck, babe.
And then the next thing you know, you'll be in Kylie Jenner's backyard.
Sipping champagne.
With Stormy herself.
Let's move on.
So, like, Lucas and Jacob, I love your podcast. Like, flat, lipsticks, skinny lips. But, like, do you have any advice on, like, how to survive high school? Like, gay.
Okay. Are they some illegal drugs that I don't want to know?
They had a lot of energy. But is this a new saying? Jacob, you're the 17-year-old, so you should know if this is hip and cool to say. They said squad Olympics. Do people say that? I don't get it.
Maybe I misheard it. All I know is I'm with my Judy.
Jacob, so what's your advice? You're the one who's in high school gay, so they asked did you not hear what they asked that?
I didn't hear what they were asking. I was just laughing. But did they ask how to survive
how can I survive high school like gay?
I guess I at my school, like, no one cares. But, like,
you go to high school in the Midwest, so, like,
yeah, seems so like... I don't think, and I feel like if you hang around people that are just open-minded, then they'll be okay with it, but I guess, like, in some schools, it could be hard.
Yeah, maybe just, like, your friends, show them one of our YouTube videos and be like, look, they're gay, and then if they say, like, oh, cool, or they're like... okay, or they say, you can be like, oh my God, they'll be okay if I'm gay. But if they say, oh my God, they're gay, then maybe
don't. Oh my gosh.
You know?
That's actually a good tactic if, like, you don't know someone's okay with it.
Show them one of our gay videos.
And then say, oh, did you know they were gay? And then by their reaction, you can know what their views are.
Whether you want to drop them as friends or not. But yeah, I'm sure like every school has... Are gay kids just normal now in high school? I act like it's a breed of animal. Are gay kids normal?
So at my high school, it's actually normal now. Cause I feel like there's so many gay people at my high school now.
Just like pretty much the whole school's gay.
Well, like you walk around and like, you can just look at someone and know, you know what I mean?
Does anyone get bullied for being gay or no?
I haven't seen anyone get bullied. I don't think so.
Does anyone ever say awkward comments like, bro, you just so you know, I'm not gay, so don't get attracted to me or something like that?
And that hasn't happened to me, but, like, probably to other people. Like, probably, like, this will show people like that at my school. Just, like, so we can be friends, but, like, you know that, like, you can't date me.
I remember people in my high school found out I was gay my senior year. Like, everyone suspected it since fifth grade, but, like, it was finally, the rumors were finally confirmed my senior year. And it spread through the high school like wildfire. And actually, no one said anything, which was really, like, I was weird, but no one said anything. But then one time I did go to a party after graduation, and one guy did say, well, obviously, like, I don't agree with gays, like, my religion and stuff, but I guess it's okay if you're gay. I just obviously don't agree with it. And I was like, okay. Like, it was so funny because I wasn't even talking to him, and he randomly just came up to me and said that. And I was like, okay.
What should I do?
Yeah, I just said, oh, it's okay. Like, obviously, I'm not going to try to cause a fight or something.
Yeah. That, like, is the most awkward thing when stuff like that happens. That hasn't happened, but, like, stuff like that would just be so awkward because, like, you don't care, but, like, what do you say because, like, they think you care?
I know, that's just so awkward, like, saying, oh, yeah, my religion. Like, I just don't really get that. But yeah, let's move on.
To the next one.
So there's this boy I dated for, like, 3 months. And I really liked him, and we broke up on Christmas. And I just can't get over him. So I was wondering if you had any tips about how to get over a boy. And, yeah, love you guys. Bye.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, so she wants tips to get over a boy.
Yeah, basically, a guy broke up with her before Christmas, and she still isn't over him. And now it's like we're into February, so, like, the heartbreak is real.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit. It's on the second month.
How do you deal with it, Jacob? Because didn't you get broken up with last year?
Did I?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought you were for real. I was like, wait, did I? And I forgot. I don't know how
to just, you know, maybe get back on Bumble, Tinder, go to a party, go out with some single friends and just, you know, go back out into the fields.
See whatever the world has to offer, you know, like.
If they don't want you, then they don't deserve it. Block them on everything. Start a Twitter campaign that they're over, they're canceled, sis, and move on.
Yeah, or like kiss another guy, that might help, I don't know.
And then in 3 years from now, you'll look back and say, oh my God, the fact that I was ever into Jeremy, can't even believe that. Sis is canceled.
Yeah, I know. And then things change like Cheez-Its on an oven in this part of the cities.
Just like the leaves change in the fall, your heartbreak will change shortly. No one's ever had a heartbreak all through their whole life, unless they're like really dramatic, like move on, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, like those people that like 5 years later they're like, I'm so sad that like me and Jeremy broke up, but they only dated for like 2 weeks, and it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, like obviously the day you get broken up with, like, feel free to be sad, turn on that Lana Del Rey music and just be in your feelings, you know, listen to her emotional music about doing pills in the Hollywood Hills and feel yourself. Like
after a week though, I feel like you should just jump out of it.
Yeah. What? Like go from Lana Del Rey music, then maybe transition into like something a little bit medium, like Halsey, like kind of sad, but like also has some hope. And then when you're finally ready, turn on the Meghan Trainor new album and you'll be up and bouncing in no time.
I know, you'll be at Domino's making out with the person at the counter handing you the pizza.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Oh, doing that dance move that I described in the beginning.
Oh crap, sorry, I interrupted your talking with a voicemail. Let me start it over.
I'm offended.
Wow. Oh great, now I can't start it over. Oh, here it is.
So my friend here is dating a drug dealer at our school. And yeah, this rumor got out between our friend group. I don't know what to do.
Okay, where are these people? Like, it seems like they're like these people are just like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but it just seemed like they were at like the skating rink or something.
So I guess they're having some tea because someone in their high school is dating a drug dealer?
I think one of their friends is dating a drug dealer.
Yeah, and the rumor is running rampant. They've confirmed it. Yeah, they don't know what to do. I guess tell your friend to stop.
I'm wondering what you guys think of like the drug. I guess they don't like it, but like, I guess if they're okay with dating a drug dealer, then. But like, if you think it's scary and sketchy, then you should probably warn her and say, "I think it's scary and sketchy." Tell her your thoughts. But if you think it's fine, then just say, "Date a drug dealer, and hopefully you become rich."
Maybe Google some instances of drug dealers going to prison and be like, you know what? If you want to get wrapped up in this life, and you'll probably go to prison too as an accomplice, have fun, sis. I know you listen to Lana Del Rey and she sings about dating drug dealers who don't pay attention to her because they're so high, but that's not real life.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you guys aren't okay. Yeah. So just say like, I'm sorry, but this is going to have to end.
Just say, I know you think it's all glamorous to date a drug dealer. You think you're Lana Del Rey. You think it's so cool. But fast forward 40 years. Is it cool dating a drug dealer when you're 50? No.
Yeah, because he's probably not going to be a drug dealer anymore. He's probably going to be like in jail.
Yeah, have fun with that.
I mean, like, what would you do if you were dating a drug? Like, no, what if you're like, same situation. Like, you dated someone for, like, 2 months, and then, like, you really like them, but, like, they're a drug dealer. Like, what would you do?
I personally would just, like, not date them because I'd be scared. Because I'd be like, oh, I don't want to, like, be involved in crime. Because I'm like, I don't want to go to prison.
Honestly, the number one reason why I wouldn't is because it seems like all the killings and stuff are because of drugs.
Yeah, like, in my apartment building, it's not even like a sketchy area or anything, but there has been shootings in my apartment complex. Not like shootings just at random people, but like people in their apartments. Like this only has happened like 2 times in the last 6 years, but people have gotten shot because of like drug dealer stuff. Like someone didn't pay or something like that. So
yeah, there's just too much like scary stuff with it and like gangs and stuff. I'd be too scared.
But if you want to have that Lana Del Rey moment, just maybe go on one date and then you got your Lana Del Rey moment done. You don't have to commit to full on dating.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's move on.
Hi, Lucas. Hi, Jacob. I don't know if you guys are still like accepting voicemails or anything, but here I am. So this is like kind of embarrassing, but I'm 24 and I think I might be bi, but I don't know because I'm married to a man and I can't exactly like experiment with girls. Like we're in a monogamous relationship, so that wouldn't really be like doable. But I think I like girls and I would like to do something with a girl, but I can't. But like, should I still call myself bi when people ask, or should, like, am I straight? Like, am I not bi unless I actually do something with a girl? Or I don't know.
Wow.
That's like, So when she first started and she said, this is embarrassing, I was like, what's embarrassing about being bi? But like, then it got deeper and I was like, oh my, this is kind of a sticky situation. Like, I don't even, like, cause obviously you want to like experiment with a girl, but then at the same time, it's like, I also like what I have with this guy that I'm marrying. So then like,
yeah. And then she was like, what do I do when people ask what I am? Well, I feel like maybe you should talk about it with your husband first, because imagine they're just like hanging out with friends and someone's like, what are you? And she's like, I'm bi. And he's like, wait, what? Because he had a nerd, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like if you really want to just like test the waters, I guess like ask him. And then if he says no and you really want to, then I guess you just have to end it.
Oh, wait. Or maybe I have a good idea. If you've been watching Vanderpump Rules, the new season, last week or maybe it was the week before, two of the girls who were in relationships with guys, they like hooked up in the back of a car or something, and all the guys were like, oh my god, that's so hot or whatever. So maybe watch that episode with your husband and then be like, oh my gosh, they had a threesome, and then just be like, what if we had a threesome with a girl? And then if he says, oh my god, yeah, you can be like, oh, I actually do want to experiment with a girl. And then just,
oh yeah. So yeah,
use Vanderpump Rules to, yeah, get that going.
Or like when you're like hanging out with your friend, like like put your hand on your friend's like nipples or whatever,
Hey, that could be sexual harassment.
No, like plan it before though. Like plan. I mean, like plan it before. Plan it before and like say, can I do this? And then like if he says that's hot, then like you can do it.
Oh yeah. Or you could just like accidentally, you could accidentally text him a link to like some lesbian thing on Pornhub and then be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then he'll be like, wait, why was that even on your phone? And you could say, well, turns out I'm bi.
Oh yeah. Just do stuff like that, like little subtle things. And then pretty soon you're going to be with a girl and the guy.
And maybe he'll want to do that, or maybe he'll want to. You could be sister wives. There's just so many possibilities.
Whatever happened to Sister Wives, the TV show? Because, like, my personal opinion, like what happened? I'm just curious.
I think they're all still together.
Oh my gosh, go them! I thought like they broke up, but like they're sort of
together. Yeah, it seemed like it was a pretty good deal. Like they all had different houses in the same neighborhood, and like one wife was like the romance wife. One wife was just like kind of the friend who like earned money with him, and then one wife was like the cook, and like they just all like had a role. Like no one had to be everything.
It was like an institution.
Yeah, it's like you don't really have to worry. Like if you weren't the romance wife, you'd be like, oh yeah, like I don't have to worry about like having sex with my husband. We just kind of hang out, you know.
Yeah, because like there was one that was like 20, so he could just do that with all.
All right, let's move on.
Hi, it's Millie again. Another question. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest, you think? Love to hear. Bye-bye.
Oh, she said, what animal would be the rudest if it could talk?
What animal?
If animals could talk, which animal would be like the rudest?
Oh, 100% sails. Those things that come on the beach. Those sails are right.
Oh, like those creepy, like, yeah, seahorses.
Yeah, they would just be like...
Not seahorses. They're not seahorses.
They would be so mean, I know it. Like, they would just be like, you know?
Or just like cats, because I feel like cats would be mean.
Oh, they'd be so shady, because like, I feel like they would just like walk up to you one day and say like, you're fat, and it's like, no.
Because if dogs could talk, I feel like they'd be so nice just being like, feed me, oh my God, you're home, yay, don't leave. But cats would literally be like so rude. They'd be like, why are you eating so much?
I know, like they would be so judgmental. But then like if they could talk and they could understand me, I'd be so mean to them if they were mean to me. Like, you're so hairy.
Then they would just attack you though.
Oh yeah, bite your legs and then you can't walk.
And you wouldn't be able to attack back or else it's animal abuse.
Oh yeah. Like if animals did turn into like people, like except they were the same shape, like would it become like illegal to like be like, okay, they called me fat, so I'm gonna have to throw a punch. I'm joking, that's so bad. But like I wonder like, what would happen.
Sounds scary. Like I honestly feel like if cats could talk, like they would emotionally manipulate their owners, and like eventually you'd have to literally go to therapy to get over the emotional turmoil they caused in your life.
Yeah, because I feel like they would like make you quit your job. Then you'd end up someone that you don't want to be in.
Because I feel like it would start slow. Like it would start just being little subtle disses and you'd be like, haha, like I'll laugh that off. And then like throughout the years, like it would keep getting deeper and deeper until they learned all of your triggers. And then like you basically would just be so bullied, battered and sad.
Yeah, and it's only cats that would do this because they're just like, they always roll their eyes too and they do these weird positions and like move slowly.
Yeah, you can just tell cats don't, they just are above humans. You can just tell they don't think they need us. They're kind of just using you for food.
Yeah, and I also think like out of cats and dogs, I feel like cats can like see like spirits and I feel like they're kind of psychic. I have no evidence, but I feel like they can see ghosts.
I believe that. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Wait, that's all it was. Did someone just fall down the stairs while we're leaving a voicemail?
Is that a car wreck?
Oh my God. That's so scary. Someone literally left a voicemail and probably might be like dead now.
Wait, who do we call the cops? Like, what do we do?
Well, the thing is, it says it was left on January 15th, so like they're long gone by now.
Oh my gosh, wait, if they did slip on the snow?
That's so scary. Like, they called the Bros Before Hoes hotline and was like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell them about my uncle's new sugar baby. And then, like, right before they're about to spill the tea, they slipped down the whole flight of stairs.
Like, this podcast is, like, cool, but like, can you picture dying them saying like, the last thing they knew is that they were trying to tell Bros Before Hoes podcast that their uncle was having a struggle with daddy relationship.
That'd be so confusing for the police and like the doctors and stuff, because they'd obviously go through her phone and be like, what is this number that she called? And like, no one would be able to find out what it was. They'd be like, it's a Google voice phone number. Like, what even is this for? And then maybe like eventually through a deep Google search, they would find out it was our podcast and they'd be like, wait, it's like, isn't even that popular. Why would she died because of this?
I know, it's not even like cool. Like, little, like, yeah. But have you ever wondered, if, like, everyone wonders this, like if you died right now, like, and people like looked at like your Twitter and Instagram, like especially your social media, like what they would see. That's so weird.
Yeah, that is creepy.
So then you always have to be careful not to post like so you can't ever tweet on Twitter like, you know what, I have drama about Caitlyn Jenner and I'm just gonna say it, because like then when you die it's gonna be like, you're the Caitlyn Jenner girl.
Well, you know what? I hope whoever left that voicemail, I hope you're okay and recovered from whatever happened, and we're going to move on.
Hey, it's Gemma, and I have some tea. So basically, I broke up with my boyfriend a while ago, and then I added him back on Snapchat like a few days ago. And now, like, we're snapping, and then his new girlfriend adds me on Snapchat, and then, like, I followed her on Instagram first, but then she adds me back on Snapchat, and I don't add her back, because I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble with her, because I still talk to this guy, and you can say hi.
Hi.
That's my friend Heather. Okay, and that's... like, I don't know what to do, because I don't want to get in trouble by this girl, but I also, like, want to continue talking to him. So, yeah. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, my God. The tea.
Okay. So... I was like listening, but then I started daydreaming.
That's the only thing, guys. Like, the voicemails are good when they're long, but sometimes it's just hard to pay attention for a full minute.
That's pathetic. Wait, so they
basically,
so she broke up
with a guy, and then she added him on Snapchat. I don't know when they broke up. She added him on Snapchat and they've been talking again, but he has a new girlfriend. She followed the new girlfriend on Instagram for some reason. And then the girl followed her back and also added her on Snapchat. And now she's worried because, like, what if this new girlfriend finds out they've been talking so much? But she's like, but the only thing is, like, I still want to talk to him, so I don't really know what to do.
Oh my gosh. Shit. Wait, she followed the boyfriend or the girl?
She followed the new girlfriend for some reason. And then the girlfriend followed her back. But now she's scared, like, oh my God, is he going to find out? I mean, is she going to find out that we've been talking?
I mean, like, part of me thinks that she knows that you guys dated and she just wanted to be, like, spicy with that move.
I guess, like, it really depends, like, what sort of talking are you guys doing on Snapchat? Is this just, like, friend talking, or are you, like, flirting? Low-key cheating? Lana Del Rey style?
Yeah. This whole podcast is Lana Del Rey themed. I feel like...
I mean, you probably shouldn't be talking to someone who has a girlfriend, but at the same time, like you said, you want to, so I guess keep doing you, but there might be consequences that come with that sort of behavior. Like,
yeah,
the girlfriend being mad at you.
Yeah, like, do whatever you're gonna do, but like, obviously there's gonna be consequences, but do it and enjoy it while there's not consequences.
I did hear that Snapchat has exposed a lot of cheaters, because I don't know if they still have this feature, but do they still have the feature where you can see people's best friends, like who they use Snapchat the most?
Oh, they used to have that. I loved that.
They don't have it anymore?
No, but they used to.
Oh yeah, so she's not even gonna find out you're talking to it. Basically, Snapchat used to have the thing where they would show the three people you talk to most, and people would be like, wait, why is my husband talking to a young woman so much? And then they would find out.
Drama. When that was a thing, I was like in sixth grade, and I remember like one of my friends was like, wait, why is this person like your number two and not me?
Really? There was like tea about who talked the most?
Yeah, but it was literally like just my sister or something, and it was so funny.
Are streaks still a thing?
Oh, so many people do those.
That's basically where you just Snapchat each other every single day and somehow it's cool.
Okay, yeah, my question about Snapchat is, like, is it... Okay, And by my observations, I think it's like people in high school and younger use it. Do people like your age use it? Like, do you ever like a get together or whatever, and someone's like snap? Like, did you see that? You know,
I don't know. I feel like Snapchat is still like so huge, but I personally just don't use it. But I think a lot of people like switched over to Insta stories. But I think Snapchat is still obviously thriving.
Yeah, I just don't ever look at it as much as I used to. But I used to like be obsessed.
I kind of want to Snapchat on my story and see like if anyone's gonna open it. Like, see if I lost all my Snapchat viewers or not.
If you have a chance of becoming Snapchat famous still.
Oh, yeah, because I got off Snapchat before. Remember when there was all that drama where people were like, wow, all my views went down? Because didn't they do something where, like, you couldn't see your friends or something? What was the thing?
Oh, it was like, how on Netflix it's not from oldest to newest.
Oh, yeah, so people, I probably already lost all my things from that anyway. But I used to be, like, an avid Snapchatter, but I don't even know what. That's the thing, like, once you stop doing something, I'm like, how did I ever do that? Like, what did I Snapchat all day? Like, I feel like it used to be so cool, like, when Snapchat first came out, because it was like, you got to see everyone in your life, like, it was sort of like a vlog of their whole day.
I know, like, but that's actually so true. I feel like it, but, like, then you just get used to it, and it's,
yeah,
like,
then it's like,
cool.
Oh, it's not as interesting, because, like, everyone's sort of just doing the same thing, where it's like, oh, this person is out to dinner, and oh my god, this is their outfit they're wearing today. Oh my god, here's their dog. So then you just don't get that interested in watching them anymore.
Was yours our photos or was it videos? I forgot.
I think like I talked sometimes.
Oh my gosh, so you wore like that's how you know if you did videos and pictures.
I just don't remember the thing is like at this point, it was like years ago, so I don't even remember what I Snapchatted.
I feel like talking about old social media, the other thing that is like so iconic is like just old Instagram, like the filters.
Oh yeah, everyone, the borders.
Like, yeah, the borders. Like the people still use green, but like this was another level of like it looked like you couldn't see anything. You didn't even need Facetune because there's already so many filters.
Oh yeah, Instagram didn't used to be like so fake as well. Like it was sort of, I felt like it wasn't like as model-y.
Yeah, like I love Instagram right now, but I feel like back then it was like a little bit more ratchet. It was kind of cool. Like there was like I feel like on Instagram there's a bunch of hot people, but back then it was just like hot people, but not like super hot. You know what I mean?
I never go on Instagram anymore. Like I fell off Snapchat, and I'm like scared I'm gonna fall off Instagram.
Oh my god! Yeah, you haven't posted a picture.
I literally go on Instagram just once a day, just to see like if anyone in our family. Our family has like a meme chat, so I want to see if anyone posted a meme on there.
Oh,
but that's
yeah,
basically all I use it for. And then I look through my DMs all the time because people who watch my YouTube videos always are DMing me like ideas for videos and stuff. So I always look through those like once a day.
Oh yeah, I don't really look at my DMs because sometimes sometimes it's old guys and it's just gross.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I think I'm like, we never, like, I feel like so, for some reason I attract old guys, but like only a few, but like that's creepy.
Oh my god, yeah, I don't get anything like that. Mine's just usually people saying like, oh my god, please watch this on your YouTube channel, or they'll send me like, it's so sad because I just get, people send me so many sugar daddy memes.
Oh,
like, how have
yeah.
I become the sugar daddy person? Like I started, I know. You joke about sugar daddies one time and now you're the sugar daddy guy.
I know, like, I'm actually curious about your YouTube channel. Like, how did it evolution to butt injections and sugar daddies? Because, like, this podcast, like kind of started from that, but, like, and now it kind of is that.
I guess, you have some go-to things you joke about, and mine happened to be sugar daddies and butt injections, and then that ended up just becoming my brand.
Yeah, and that, now literally you're going on a sugar daddy tour this summer, right?
I should, but it's so funny because people will DM me things about like if there's a sugar daddy thing or like if there's like drama with like old Disney stars, they'll always be like, oh my god, Lucas, the tea.
like with like Jordan Pruitt and Lindsay Lohan and stuff.
But they give me good video ideas, so that's good. All right, let's
listen. Oh wait, I actually have a
what were you gonna say?
Oh, I have a question first. This has nothing to do, but are you like old enough to have watched like Disney Channel when they had Mickey Mouse Clubhouse with like Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and all those people?
No, because they're like 10 years older than me.
Oh yeah, true. Because I was like, what? Because that's like crazy that they both so many styles.
Yeah, I never watched the Mickey Mouse Club, and also we didn't have Disney Channel until I was like in third grade. Because I remember thinking like some people in my school were rich because I would go to their house and they'd have Disney Channel. Because we only had Nickelodeon for some reason.
Oh, so like did the TV only have like 50 channels?
I remember for some reason mom wouldn't get Disney Channel. And I remember everyone in like first grade was talking about Lizzie McGuire. But then we did eventually get it because then we moved houses and then we got it.
Oh my gosh, remember this happens every once in a while. It was like so long ago when this happened. When there was like drama with Viacom, so then they took off Disney from everyone's thing and then they had to like make a new deal.
Oh, I don't remember that.
There's like this thing where I guess like Nickelodeon and Disney have always been in drama. I don't know how it even works. Maybe like money drama. But like when like Viacom and them got in a fight or something, so then Nickel Disney got taken off from everyone's like cable or whatever.
Oh, I don't remember
for like
that.
A couple of days.
That would be a sad, depressing time.
I know. I remember when that happened. I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, let's get into the next voicemail.
Hey, Lucas and Jacob. This is Kai. I just wanted to let you guys know that you helped me get through some really important shit in my life. Like, I've got some health problems and I have to go to treatment 3 times a week. And I love listening to your podcast, so thank you for that. And also, the drama I wanted to let you know was that my stepdad cheated on my mom with my best friend's older sister.
Oh, wait, cut off. Oh, wait.
We know it, right?
Let me see.
My mom with my best friend's older sister, who was like 18 and had a daughter at the time. So, yeah. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's just so funny. I'm so happy that people just send us their some sort of really dramatic thing that's happened in their life because I know we'll enjoy listening to it.
I know. I love how we get all this drama, but we aren't even involved in it. Like, we can just look on the sidelines.
That's so funny. So basically, her stepdad, she's on her mom with her best friend's older sister who was 18 at the time. Oh my God. The tea.
Well, that's like kind of intense.
Yeah, that's a lot. That kind of is. That's another thing where you could have made a YouTube video about it.
So you like grossed out by it, I'm assuming? Or like, what do you... she's not with us, but like, I wonder...
I mean, I'm assuming. Because imagine if our dad, for example, randomly cheated on mom with one of your friends who's your age. Like, that's just obviously gross.
Yeah, it's obviously like, what the fuck are you doing?
But at the same time, it's like, I get it. Because like, it's like a Lana Del Rey song, but...
I get my friend. That'd be so awkward hanging out with your friend after that. It's like,
oh yeah, so. How awkward, because like, you said it was your best friend, so I want to know a follow-up, like, is there tea between you and your best friend? Because your best friend probably wants to take the side of her older sister, because like, that's family, so she probably might be mad if you make fun of her older sister for dating your dad.
Oh yeah, and then like when you're hanging out with her, it'll be awkward when she talks about like relationship drama.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you're just like, that's my dad.
So give us an update, sis.
Yeah, I want to know the new stuff.
Let's listen to this. Is the final voicemail.
Okay.
Hi, Jacob and Lucas. I'm going to make this as quick as possible. My name is Shauna Reed, and I live here in Arkansas. But Jacob has mentioned several times about JonBenet Ramsey, and I wanted you to check out, if you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel Channeling Eric, and you can put in, after that, you can put in JonBenet Ramsey, and there's several mediums, and I'm not saying I believe in this, I started watching them and they're interesting, but several of the mediums, when I've listened to the videos, they get the same reading from JonBenet, so I think you'll find it interesting, and it may take the heebie-jeebies or whatever. I mean, I get what you're saying about how you get that eerie feeling, just the story and all that. But
so I guess basically she knows that Jacob's scared of JonBenet Ramsey. So there's a medium on YouTube who. channels JonBenet, and I guess multiple mediums have channeled JonBenet, and they all get the same reading.
So I literally just subscribed to Channeling Alec, but I want to know what
you
did leaving is.
You went to the channel while you were listening?
Yeah, when I was listening, I was like, I want to know, because like this girl seemed like so like legit. Like when she was talking about it, she seemed like she was interested in it.
Which, oh my God, like, so apparently, since you're so scared of it, if you listen to the real story that JonBenet has to tell these mediums, which may or may not be true, but they all get the same reading, then she said that it will make you less scared, so you should listen.
But okay, the thing is that as much as I like love the advice and I subscribed, but I honestly don't think I'm brave enough to listen. Like, because I know that I'll just think about it for like the next week and I won't be brave enough to do anything. Like, I'm subscribed, so I probably am. But
well, one day we have to watch them, and then we can do a podcast talking about the different things JonBenet's told mediums.
Oh yeah, we could just do if this Channeling Alec, I think it just is a bunch of just like them doing it to different people.
Oh my
That's
god,
such a good idea. They did one interview with God Pout 2.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
They know Jesus. That's how you know.
Holy shit.
Wait, I need to say one more. The afterlife interview with Christopher Columbus. He's like old as fuck. That's crazy.
I honestly don't even think I would care what Christopher Columbus has to say.
I know, like, I know about him from like school, but honestly, even if he said like, yeah, one time I did this, I honestly wouldn't, you know what I mean? I'm just denying.
That's the sad thing. Like, I don't want to listen. If I had the option to talk to dead people, like, and Christopher Columbus or George Washington or someone was trying to come through, I'd be like, can you get out of the way so like Anna Nicole Smith or someone can come through?
That's, okay, no, if I was a medium, that'd be so annoying, because like obviously George Washington is like an icon or whatever.
And
everyone
probably
knows him,
thinks, like, he's so important. So he's like, oh my God, I'm here. And you're like, oh, can you like get out of the way, please?
Boo, I'm trying to talk to Anna Nicole Smith. Get out of the way. Like, okay, about these mediums so this girl said she doesn't really believe in them, which, like, I'm on the fence too with her, because, like, I've never even been to one, but, like, how would you control it?
I don't know. Like, I really want to believe it's true, though, because that would just be so cool. You know what I mean? Because when you watch, like, the Long Island medium, and people get to talk to their, like, dead mom and stuff, and their mom's like, yeah, you don't have to feel bad about it or whatever. I wonder if mediums aren't real, then like how do the mediums do that without just like feeling like the worst person in the world?
Yeah, and the other thing is that like from what I've seen, like they sometimes get stuff right. So I know, because I feel like if you were a psychic or something, like that'd be so hard if you were a fake psychic or medium. Like, how would you just lie to people's faces about, like, kind of important stuff and then...
No, because I feel like even being a psychic would be easier because, like, you'd just be like, oh, yeah, you're going to be successful. Like, obviously, everyone wants to hear that. But with a medium, it's like there's so much, like, actually attached to it. Like, you're actually going to... Because imagine if it was fake and you're actually making someone believe they're talking to their mom. Like, how would you be able to sleep at night knowing you did that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be... So, honestly, that makes me think that they are real. Because how could someone do that?
I know, the Long Island Medium goes on tour. I want to go to her tour.
But then there also has been, I think we've talked about it on this podcast, like, there's tea that sometimes the people that work at the arena or whatever, like, say, ask people questions.
Oh, yeah. But remember, the Long Island Medium, she did some sort of episode about how when she first started getting the things, it was weird. And apparently she literally, like, thought she was going crazy because she was, like, getting all these weird things from spirits when she was in her 20s. So, yeah, that could happen.
That's what I'm scared of, because, like talking about that is that, like, what if, like, one day, like, you wake up and you just hear voices?
Because you think it would be cool. You would think, like, oh, my God, it'd be so cool to be a medium. But, like, also, like, would you be so scared you were just going crazy?
I know. I honestly, like, wouldn't like it, because then it would just bring up so many scary stories of, like, how they died and stuff.
Yeah. Also, but like,
it would be fun when you're bored.
Yeah, but have you watched the show? Because whenever she goes to like the grocery store or something, she gets all overwhelmed with all these spirits. So she has to go up to random people and be like, your sister wants to say hi.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen like a few episodes. Yeah. It's crazy.
But you can't go anywhere. Like, she literally tries to just go to the roller skating rink and like dance to some like J-Lo at the roller skating rink, but she keeps getting called by spirits.
Wait. So if you woke up and voices were talking to you, but in your head, you knew that it was because you turned into a medium overnight somehow, and like they were dead people talking to you. What's the next like step for you?
Possibly. I guess I would test it out. Like, I'd be like, okay, who should I talk to? And then I would, like, ask someone and be like, your grandma's talking. And if I actually confirm details with them, I'd be like, oh my God, I guess this is what my YouTube channel will be from now on.
Oh, yeah, true. Like, if it actually worked, then, like, you could create a whole business.
There was actually a really creepy episode on catfish with a medium.
What was it?
So, like, it wasn't, like, the regular catfish where someone's, like, dating over the internet, but this family, their dad died, and this girl kept messaging them on Facebook saying, I know this is so creepy, but, like, your dad's talking to me. Like, I just am trying to contact you because he really wants me to tell you guys all this stuff. And they were like, oh, my God, this is for sure a catfish. You know what I mean? Like, someone messing with us. So they called it catfish. And then they investigated it, and the girl, it, like, all ended up being completely true. Like, she had all the facts right, and, like, he wasn't even anywhere. Like, no information was online or any newspapers. Like, she had everything correct. And apparently she said one night when she was going to bed, like, in between, like, going to bed, oh, being awake and falling asleep, like, he started talking to her.
Oh, because I didn't know what you were talking about at first, but now I remember watching it, like, 2 years ago, and I was so shook by it.
I know, that, like, was such a good episode.
It was, like, such a random person, like, she just got a so that, after watching that, because I remember how it was so intense, it made me believe that mediums are real.
Because also, she was like, I'm not, like, I don't want you to pay me any money, or, like, it's nothing like that. Like, it was just, she just wanted to let them know all the messages that he wanted to tell them.
That's, like, it's so crazy that, like, people, because after watching that, I remember I believed it so hardcore, but then I just forgot about it. So, I guess there might just be people that hear dead people talking to them all day.
Yeah, like, more, like how last week we talked about the past lives people, and that there might just be some people who are more susceptible to talking to the deads.
Yeah, and they just have to go through their life talking to dead people and kind of not liking it, but also kind of liking it.
I feel like it's only people who are open to it. Like, I'm definitely not open to it. Like, I don't want that to happen. Yeah. So, like, they obviously won't try to talk to me, but some, like, person who's all into it, they'd probably be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be, like, spiritual enough. And they wouldn't come to me, I know, too, because I'm so scared. I don't even know. That's so worth thinking about that whole scenario.
Hey, girl.
Like, what if you just hold hey, girl? That's so funny. And it's like, who's this? And it's like, oh, your grandma's grandpa. It's like, what?
Well, that's all the voicemails we have today.
This is the 20th episode, guys.
Oh my God, we made it 20 weeks.
I know. That's like almost half a year. 25 is half of a year, but, you know.
Wait, so we've been doing this for 5 months? Things.
4 months, right?
20 divided by 4 is 5, I thought.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah, we have.
Oh my God, you guys, it's almost been half a year. At half a year, we're quitting.
Oh yeah, half a year is season one. Like, I feel like if this podcast was actually legit and we, like, we had a studio, then we could do seasons. But, like, you know what I mean? This podcast is just us talking. It can't be seasons.
Oh yeah, eventually we want to do it on YouTube, though, so there's a video with it, too.
Oh yeah, if you're listeners right now, you probably care. We're going to bring it to YouTube, like, within sometime this year, probably.
Yeah, once me and Jacob live in the same place.
Yeah. It's going to be bopping, but I'm also kind of scared because people can leave comments on YouTube, so then people can, like, critique everything we say.
Okay, that's the only scary thing, is because with this, like, you guys obviously leave emails, but we never have gotten any hate things, because, like, on YouTube, obviously the videos get recommended to random people, where, like, for a podcast, like, the only reason you'd ever be listening to this is if you watch us and enjoy us, probably. Like, we didn't just randomly pop up on your cell phone, like, on YouTube. So with YouTube, with the weird algorithm, like, we will get random people who don't care about us, and then they'll watch and be like, you guys suck.
Yeah, but with this, you are, like, it's only people that actually know us. Spiritually and auto-spiritually.
Well, until next time, we hope you guys have a fantastic day, and yeah, have fun with your sugar daddy friend that your grandpa's dating, and just keep on living.
And go dive in the pool, and if you want to dive in naked, you can, but if you don't want to, then don't do it.
And steal that sugar baby's vape pen.
Oh yeah, steal your grandpa's money.
Steal the jewel from the sugar baby because she keeps vaping.
I know, so boo, you can't put it in my face anymore.
Bye, bitches.